The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Card Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to the weekend. Gorgeous day, gorgeous weekend ahead. Tempered by an unemployment rate that is now higher than any time in American history since the Great Depression of the 1930s. And for those of you who are unemployed, for you business owners who are getting destroyed by all of this, it's today we now have, and I'm going to spend a lot of time this hour in rather painstaking detail, because we have some pretty clear-cut proof what this is all about now. And it's not public health. Because, well, I believe we should work from home. We should stay at home if we choose. I went to the grocery store this morning. I wore a mask. I think we should do all of that stuff. But we got to reopen the economy. But this is not about public health at all anymore. I mean, maybe a tiny, tiny percentage of it is. But more and more for people like me, and I know a growing number of you, it's gotten really tough to understand why we are destroying, especially here in the Puget Sound area and Western Washington, throughout the state, why are we destroying our economy for a virus that is virulent, that has killed about 76,000 Americans, but, you know, in all fairness and all honesty, about 80% or 75 plus, and that's not being heartless. But we're trying to understand why we're destroying the American economy when we could safely protect the people in the highest risk groups and not just absolutely tank the American economy. We have 33 million Americans unemployed, 23 newly unemployed because of coronavirus. But what we're seeing here in Seattle, King County, Washington State is what I consider to be conclusive proof that this is not about public health anymore. This is about public control. It's about things that, frankly, I've been warning about for most of my years on the air, about how government increasingly does want to control our lives, how we speak, how we think, how we move about in what used to be a somewhat free land. Let me start laying it all out for you here as we get to our big lead.
The big lead, top story.
You know what? Maybe there'll be a little bit of ranting in here by me too. So let's do another big lead right off the bat.
The big lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
So let's start with our governor, Jay Inslee. Because in what was a blockbuster Seattle Times watchdog report that posted late yesterday, great, great bit of journalism at the Seattle Times. But they revealed that Jay Inslee, for health reasons, he suspended all competitive bidding on major contracts in the state. Now, the reason why he did it was because of a health crisis, he said, that he wanted to get medical supplies quicker and we won't do the competitive bidding and we'll just streamline the process. What we did not know until this Seattle Times story is that right after Jay Inslee suspended competitive bidding for contracts in our state, he received on his personal email a missive from his cousin, Mark Inslee, sent from Mark's personal email. Mark Inslee works with a company called Greater China Industries. And in that email, Mark Inslee said, hey, can my company get millions in state contracts? Well, Jay Inslee forwarded from his personal email account. He forwarded Cousin Mark's email to the head of state emergency management with the addition, "This is my cousin." Now, the Times talked to people, said, well, Jay Inslee didn't mandate that Mark get the contracts. But you know how things work. I mean, if you work for a company and the big boss sends you an email and says, hey, I'd sure like to see this happen, you make it happen, or you're probably not going to have a job for very long. So Jay Inslee sends the email to state emergency management, and all of a sudden, Cousin Mark Inslee gets fast-tracked to everybody in the buying chain. And as they, thankfully, as they went ahead, he had some ventilators, the Greater China Industries. Yeah, is that an imposing-sounding name right now? They had some ventilators that they said cost twice as much as what they could get from somebody other than Cousin Mark. Cousin Mark said, yeah, my company's markup is 10%. And Cousin Mark's ventilators had to be assembled once they were delivered. They could get fully assembled ones elsewhere. And then they were going to buy some hospital gowns from Cousin Mark, but they turned out to be too expensive as well. So thankfully, you know, there were people in the buying chain who said, well, this is really a lousy deal. And they also said they were worried about the appearance of impropriety if Mark Inslee started getting all these million-dollar state contracts. But here's what's undeniable. After Jay Inslee suspended competitive bidding for contracts in the state, he then used his power as governor to get his cousin to the front of the line. So is that about public health? No. It's about nepotism. It's about, ultimately, I mean, if Mark had gotten the deals, then we're talking about graft and corruption. You know, you just wonder if Cousin Jay wouldn't have gotten something sweet on the backside of the deal. But he fast-tracked his cousin to the front of the line, all for public health. But it goes on and on and on from there. I talked this morning, Brown Bear Car Wash finally was allowed to open. Finally. Governor Inslee last week, or last Tuesday, said phase one has begun. And he had a list of all the businesses that could open in phase one, including car washes. So Brown Bear opened. Most of their competitors never closed. But then Brown Bear got a cease and desist from the state of Washington. They were told, you got to shut back down. They employ almost 400 people, all above minimum wage. They kept paying salary and benefits throughout this shutdown. They watched as the Costco car wash was open and the convenience store gas station car washes were all open. Their competitors, Elephant Car Wash, open. And the state comes and says, Brown Bear, you have to close down. And I had the owner on, yes, or the son of the founder, on yesterday, Lance Odermatt. And I asked him this. Is this personally vindictive towards you and your company because you were very public and vocal about saying, let us get back to work?
I don't want to believe that. I really don't want to believe that. But at this point, I don't know what to believe.
I do. I know what to believe. Lance Odermatt came on my show a week ago before phase one was announced. And he said that it's time to get back to work. He has a business where the customers, if they're like most of their customers, they get a monthly or a yearly car wash. They have a little barcode. They don't even have to roll down the window of their car. They drive in, they get scanned, and then they go through the tunnel of a car wash. No human contact. What sense would it have made to, when all of their competitors were open, for the state of Washington to tell Brown Bear this? And what my sources have told me, and my source is not the guy I talked to on the radio. It's nobody within Brown Bear. But my sources have told me that Brown Bear has not been properly financially supportive of the Democratic Party. And that they're being punished. That they were made to lose, who knows, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands in revenue when they were trying to get their employees back to work by being shut down by the government because their political perspective was not right by the governor. And so now we're using the health crisis to reward the proper businesses. I mean, like government. Jay Inslee has not cut one penny from the state budget. By his own admission, private sector has shed billions. Jay Inslee picks the winners, he picks the losers. And then within the private sector, if you are a union shop controlled by one of the unions that makes major campaign donations to Jay Inslee, you got favorable treatment during the reopening phase. If not, and if you haven't paid penance to the, you know, if you haven't given your tithing to the Democratic Party, you could be punished arbitrarily, capriciously. And it's not just Jay Inslee. Look at what is happening since I got off the air yesterday in the city of Seattle. They closed 20 miles of city streets. Now, the war on cars is very real. The people who control Seattle government despise the automobile, and they despise the people who drive automobiles. And they've been looking for a decade or more to shut down. They've been doing the road diets, gridlocking the city, making it impossible for cars to get around in a very intentionally created gridlock because you got to ride mass transit, get on a bike. But they've been looking to shut down so much of the city, and the health crisis was the perfect opportunity. They said, we're going to close 20 miles of Seattle streets to automobiles because of the health crisis. People need the street closed so they can properly social distance, which is insane, of course, because you can easily stay 6 feet apart on a sidewalk. But it was never about public health, was it? We found out late yesterday that the city of Seattle has announced the 20-mile of emergency health-related street closures will now become permanent. They'll be closed to cars forever. If you live on one of those streets, or if you're making a delivery, then that's the only ones who can drive on. They lied about the reason for closing streets. Because the reason all along was to push this far-left anti-car, I mean, this hatred of cars that they've been pursuing for years and years and years. But the health crisis is the perfect opportunity for them to do so. And this is, are people starting to wake up? Are you starting to see what this is all about? How about the Blue Fox Drive-In Theater, Oak Harbor? It's a place that I know a lot of people who've been to the Blue Fox. And drive-in theaters are, you know, quite the anachronism, a thing of the past. But movie theaters are still shut down. You can't gather to go watch a major motion picture. But the Blue Fox, they were all set this weekend, tonight. You stay in your car. You listen to the audio through your radio. They're all set to open. And then, rather capriciously, as with Brown Bear Car Wash, 5 o'clock yesterday, the Blue Fox Drive-In gets a notice from the state of Washington. Here's what they posted on their website. Due to the ever-changing rules and requirements, we apologize, but we are canceling this weekend's free showing of I Still Believe. It seems unrealistic and unfeasible that, according to these new guidelines released only last night at 5 p.m., you would be unable to use the restrooms or leave your car for any reason. That's what the state of Washington told them the day before they were to open. Can you imagine, as a business owner, it's your job, it's your life to plan things months, years ahead. You make quarterly and yearly projections, budgeting decisions. And now all these business owners who are used to making projections, they're seeing their lives torn apart the day before they were finally going to collect revenues. And this was a free showing. I don't even know how many revenues they were going to get. The problem, my belief, they were showing a faith-based movie, Christian movie, I Still Believe. Hey, Blue Fox Drive-In, if you had announced that you were showing a Michael Moore movie tonight, I bet you'd be open right now. But the state of Washington, a Christian movie?
Oh, no, We got to get rid of all that faith. We're already the least churched region in the country. Now we got to rub out the rest of those filthy, evil Christians, for crying out loud.
Jay Inslee, state of Washington, they're arbitrarily picking winners and losers. Here's the Blue Fox people. They're trying to get an answer from the gov.
No answer. No return emails, no nothing. I think he's just got us lumped into phase three with movie theaters. But we don't even know that for sure because they won't get back to us. So, yeah.
And by the way, Inslee said you can have drive-up church services. And they thought, well, we'll show a faith-based movie. People drive up. How's that any different?
I'm thinking drive-in spiritual services. Hey, there's where we're lumped into, but come to find out that's not the case either. So
it's because Jay Inslee's picking winners and losers. If you aren't a leftist, if the unions that pay for and bought for Jay Inslee's life, if you're not union affiliated, if you're faith-based, you kidding me? You got no shot because government's in control and it's all for public health. Let me take a quick time out. I'm only getting started here. I have so much more on this. I'm going to keep laying it all out for you. It is not about public health. It is all about public control. And I have lots more examples just getting warmed up on this beautiful Friday afternoon edition of the Dory Monson Show. The Big Lead will continue. Dory Monson Show, I am extending my big lead because we're now starting to see galvanization. Hey, it's funny because I'm seeing comments on, I have all this posted at mynorthwest.com as well. And, put on your tinfoil hat. Seriously, you think it's okay for Jay Inslee to suspend competitive bidding on state contracts because of coronavirus and then puts his cousin Mark, his company, Greater China Industries, to the front of the line? Do Democrats really think that's okay? Have you gotten so, because then we're in the area of cultists. If you believe that it's okay for a governor to suspend competitive bidding and then from his personal email account receive emails from his cousin's personal email account and then the cousin and the CEO of this Greater China Industries, they said, well, we would appreciate stealth here. They didn't want anybody to know that cousin Jay put him at the front of the line for bidding on these things. But if you think that's okay, then you better check your tinfoil supply. I was talking about
you know, they were just vindictively going after Brown Bear Car Wash, which is finally allowed to reopen today. This Blue Fox Drive-In in Oak Harbor, they were set to go this weekend. They're a seasonal business. If you can't get rolling on Mother's Day weekend, they were going to have a free showing of a faith-based film tonight and 5 o'clock yesterday. Nah, people cannot get out of their cars for any reason. Cannot go to the bathroom. Nothing. They just changed the game. And the owner there said, well, at first he was supportive of the governor, but like me, as we've gotten more information and data.
Yeah, I do agree. We needed to shut things down. We were all for that. That's fine. I get that. At some point in time, you have to let your children grow up and make decisions for themselves. And this is that time. We're adults now. We can handle it. You've taught us what we need to know. You've gave us rules and regulations of how to wash our hands, wear face masks, social distance. Now turn us loose. Let us be adults.
Yeah, and nobody, there's not a soul that I know of who says, let's go back to last January. Let's go back to where nobody wore face masks and nobody worked at home. Let's just go back to that. Nobody wants that. I think the work at home's great. It should continue for everybody who can. But a lot of people can't, and they do need to get back to work. And, you know, for Jay Inslee, who talks incessantly about data or data, it depends on, you know, where he is in the conversation. He's the data daddy, I keep telling you. But this Blue Fox guy said, yeah, it's time to start treating us like adults.
Like I say, he's got to let us grow up and be adults and make decisions. If you're sick, stay at home. Bottom line, if you're high risk, stay at home. I'm not begging people to come to the drive-in or come to the movies, but I'm giving them the option to do that. We need to get out of our homes. Sunshine's good. Outdoor air is good.
Yeah, it is. But no, it's all about control. Did you see what's happening in the Seattle parks or King County parks? Big blue sign. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. That this is one that Seattle Parks has posted in the parks. Crowded parks lead to closed parks. Big, huge font. And then they say, Parks and Rec staff are monitoring parks regularly and will close parks that become too crowded. And then at the bottom it says, visit less crowded parks. So if everybody who's at the park looking at that sign, they all go, oh, I know a park that doesn't have anybody there. Let's all go over there. And then that park's crowded. I mean, that's insane. And some of the stuff they're tossing out about the parks, the Seattle parks, we're getting really super Orwellian here. The Seattle parks is going to have social distancing ambassadors in the parks to keep everyone moving. If you try putting down a blanket to sit and look out at the sun and the water, no, the social distancing ambassador will come along and will smack you down. Jenny, why is this?
Do get out if you need to. But don't plan on spending the day in a park. Don't plan on having picnics or bonfires. Don't plan on playing volleyball or group activities. Really, the parks are there to keep moving.
Yeah, you know, it must be nice to be Jenny Durkin. She and her partner are worth estimates, a low of $100 million. I have seen some estimates that Jenny and her partner are worth more than $250 million. If they want to sit down and look out at the water and enjoy warm springtime grassy lawn, well, they've got a $12 million Lake Washington waterfront mansion where they can do that. Isn't it nice, Jenny? that you and your partner and your family, you can lay out a blanket and sit in the grass and look out at the lake because you're worth $250 million. But if any of the plebes try to do that, the little people, if they try to just enjoy a little slice of what Jenny gets 365 days a year, oh, the social distancing ambassadors. We're from the government. Move along, little ones. Can we go to Jenny's house? No! Seattle police scarred it. She's anti-gun, but they'll shoot you if you come near her house. You kidding me? It's really nice, isn't it? To be able to enjoy all of the finest things in life, but to have this kind of control now. It's all for public health, remember? It isn't about government control. It's all about public health. Oh, my goodness. I've still only scratched the surface of everything I have. It's a very rare full hour big lead because I have so many more examples. It is all about public control. It is almost not at all about public health. More facts. Oh, that's the F word the Democrats hate the most. Fact. Yeah, more. Straight ahead, the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Getting lots of text messages. 98973. That's 98973. If one of your family members is from the 253. If one of your family members died of COVID-19, I bet you'd be changing your tune. Let's see. A lot of people are disagreeing with me today. You're an idiot. You obviously value the dollar more than life. And you can continue to believe that that's what it's about. If you truly believe, after everything that I'm laying out for you this entire hour, that this is primarily about public health, you go ahead and keep believing that. But I think it's pretty tough to refute all of the facts that I've been laying out this hour. And I'll give you one other. I'll make this an entire hour big lead here. But I mentioned this a couple of days ago. Governor Inslee's Economic Recovery Task Force. And I talked at the press conference on I talked about the Tuesday press conference when he introduced all of those people. And I got really frightened because all they were talking about is that, you know, coronavirus is racist.
We also know that our background determines the severity of the pandemic's impact in terms of race and ethnicity, Pacific Islanders, African Americans, Latinx, and indigenous community folks are disproportionately impacted.
And coronavirus is unfairly, and perhaps coronavirus should even be charged with a hate crime because it is going after illegals.
People who are undocumented, members of our COFA and other immigrant communities are also disproportionately impacted.
And they were using all of the good leftist buzzwords.
And most importantly, in this process of ensuring that we center equity and inclusion.
Yes. This isn't about the health economic recovery. This is going to be about picking winners and losers. And so I started going through who is on Governor Inslee's economic recovery panel. And it is an absolute joke. It's headed by Lisa Brown, who's been a far-left career politician, part of the swamp in Olympia for nearly 30 years. She has supported every largest tax hike in state history. They have a far-left anti-car zealot, Jessen Farrell. She's part of an organization that's headed by Nick Hanauer, who loves tax hikes, wants an income tax. He's part of all the gun grab initiatives. So Jessen Farrell, she retweeted from Lieutenant Governor Cyrus Habib, "Reopening now is the worst of both worlds. People die as a result, and it won't have the intended economic effect because consumers like staying alive." She's part of the Economic Recovery Task Force. David Giuliani is part of the panel. He's with a group called Plan for Washington, a group that wants public investments to be decided by racial, ethnic, and diversity considerations. And then they have several members of labor unions on the panel, and no representatives from the most affected industries, restaurant, small retail. This is about a multi-billion dollar money grab. The deck is stacked to funnel the money to Inslee's favored groups. He is punishing businesses that he personally doesn't like. It's not about public health. It's about public control. And the Fastest 15 is coming up next.